For the second match in a row, the team batting second overcame the loss of wickets early on as Kings XI Punjab beat Hobart Hurricanes in the opening game in Group B of the Champions League 2020. After Kolkata Knight Riders recovered from 51 for 5 to chase down 158 in the tournament's opener against Chennai Super Kings, Punjab made light work of being reduced to 23 for 3 to successfully reach a target of 145 in the 18th over. Glenn Maxwell, George Bailey and Tisara Pereira ensured that early breakthroughs for Hobart, who posted 144 for 6, were in vain. The opening game saw a stunning recovery from Kolkata, led by half-centuries from Andre Russell and Ryan Tendershate, as they bounced back from being 10 for 3 to successfully chase down their target with an over to spare. Shakira Salman and Anisa Mohammed shared 8 wickets as the West Indies women handed New Zealand women an 8-wicket hammering last night in the third one-day international in St Kitts. Pacer Salman bagged 5 for 15 and spinner Mohammed 3 for 11, as New Zealand was shot out just 69 in 32.2 overs. The West Indies needed just 17.2 overs to race to victory and move into a 3-0 lead in the ODI series. Those 3 straight wins also lift them level with Australia at the top of the ICC Women's Championship with 6 points from 3 games. New Zealand's all-out score of 69 is their 4th lowest of all time, and an innings in which only 3 players reached double figures. West Indian batsman Darren Bravo has been fined 30% of his match fee after being found guilty of a level 1 breach of the ICC Code of Conduct. The left-hander was reported by the match officials for approaching and verbally offending the Bangladesh batsman during the second test in St Lucia, which the West Indies went on to win. After being warned several times to stop his behaviour, Bravo continued and subsequent to being reported contested the charge. A formal hearing was then held by ICC match referee Roshan Mahanamar, who found the player guilty.